Running, swimming, riding, or on a swing. Water is everything. Water is everything. Water is everything.
If you don't believe it, try and go without
it. Have a glass
it,
right? of water.
Right?
We're here with the urban farmer, Mr. Greg Peterson. If you'd like to join the conversation or have a question about your garden, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. In particular today, talking about the management of water on your property. We've talked already about the multiple different sources of water people may not realize they have.
Right.
Make sure you're taking advantage of every place it's generated. And now let's go and start talking about, okay, you manage water, you don't store it.
Right.
Where are we managing it to?
Well, we're managing it to the places in our yard where we want to grow things. And the big key piece of that is that you're not just dumping it on dirt.
Decomposed granite.
Or decomposed granite. Although it helps.
It can't hurt, right?
Getting the water there can't necessarily hurt. But remember, we talked last segment about 29,000 gallons of water at the urban farm in a two-hour period.
Yes.
My yard just soaked it up. My yard's a great big sponge that just soaked it up. And so really what we like to do is create sponges for the water to arrive at. So when it arrives, it just soaks it up.
Two things. It's either very expensive to do it all at once, or you have to be patient. And how deep do you need to go? And how do you do it?
Right. There you go.
How do you turn your lot into a sponge?
Add lots and lots and lots and lots of woody mulch.
Do you take soil, the expansive clays that we've got, do you evacuate them?
I don't.
Okay.
I just build right on top of them. I do garden consults for people on the phone, and often I'll get somebody that sends me pictures of their yard, and it's a dirt backyard, straight dirt. And my first piece of coaching for them is to put your water and electric in. Step number one.
Okay.
Step number two is cover it with 8 to 16 inches of woody mulch.
Wow.
I know it may sound like a lot.
No, it may not sound like. It does sound like.
But what happens very quickly within the first week or two, that interface between the dirt and the woody mulch starts breaking down.
Okay.
And making really amazing soil. Secondly, after about 6 months, you're not going to have 16 inches of woody mulch. You're going to have about 4 inches of woody mulch because it's breaking down that fast.
Are you managing that in any way, or just let nature take its course?
Just like in a forest.
I love that.
Just like in a forest, you let nature take its course. You just let nature do what it does.
But you've got to build in some patience. I mean, you've just talked about 16 inches to 4 in what, 9 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and it's a you're right. It's a process.
Okay.
And a process to be patient with. But what you get over time is amazing soil in your yard, an amazing water holding capacity, and an amazing place to grow food.
Now, at the end of about 9 months, I'm going to really have a hard time not going to A to Z Rents and getting a rototiller.
Well, you can.
Could I do that?
You could do that.
Okay. But then you'd want me to put mulch on top of it again.
Exactly. Exactly. You want to add mulch on top of it.
So when I'm doing this, when can I put my yard into use? Am I going to be building my soil for 2 years before I can get the garden going, or a tree or something?
No.
Okay.
You can actually strategically put in maybe some raised beds, some garden beds, plant your fruit trees. Those can all be planted within a month or two of you planting your yard full of woody mulch.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not just sitting there waiting. I mean, that's like watching paint dry, watching your mulch enhance your soil.
Exactly, exactly. So you can jump in right away.
Okay.
And do things. It's what I like to do when I do consults with people. I like to get them started on a project, like a raised bed garden, and get the woody mulch in. Because while you're raising your garden groceries, your soil's doing what your soil's doing. And that increases the carrying capacity and the holding capacity of your soil immensely. by just having the woody mulch there.
Okay. Well, I like that. And by the way, I just remembered you owe me a consult.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, let's do it.
And I'm glad we didn't do it before because Jennifer's moving us. We're going to do it at the new location.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
So when I get you on a consult, when a homeowner gets you on a consult, what are you talking to them about as it relates to soil components? And you've got about 30 seconds to hit your five little.
Great. So there's five components of healthy soil. Dirt is one of them. It's broken down rock. We all have plenty of that. Dirt, airspace, water, organic matter, and everything that's alive in the soil. And the fix is add organic matter.
Like 16 inches of mulch.
Yep.
Now, where do I get woody mulch?
Chipdrop.com for free.
Okay. And again, you may have to be patient there because you have to wait till your number comes up.
And exactly. You get a lot.
And you get a lot.
We'll be back with Greg Peterson, the urban farmer, here in the Outdoor Living Hour of Rosie on the House. If you'd like to join the conversation, it'd be a great time to jump in. 1-888-767-4348.